And Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Siman Kuf Nun Ches, and Sif Beis. The Mechaber says that some people say that if a person is only eating less than a kibetza, he should wash Netilas Yadayim, but he should not make a bracha. The Beis Yosef brings from the Rekeach, who says, Ochel pachos mikibetza yito misofek velo yivorech. He should wash his hands misofek if he's eating less than a kibetza, but not make a bracha. The Beis Yosef writes, v'nir shetaymo mishum dekevon de pachos mikibetza eno makabel tumas oichlin yikilameymar de lo yitzricho bochachomim netila yikilameymar de stam yitzricho netila lecho pas lochil gomim pachos mikibetza yas mikibetza v'hito misobler avorech. So apparently his reason is that since parchas mikibetz is not makabel tumas oichlin, we can say the rabbis didn't require you to do netila, and we can say that stam, they said when you eat pas, you have to do netila. They weren't machalik between less than a beitza and more than a beitza, and therefore you should wash your hands misafik and not make a baracha. It says Meir Rabbeinu Avoyin Reb Nosson that the suffik of the rokeach, if you require netilas yadayim, the afka for a kibetza is as follows. If only for a kibetz you need netilas yadayim is as follows. In the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Kuvav, it says that netilas yadayim l'chulin misun tsrach trume. The reason you're washing your hands for Chulin is tsrach trume. What does it mean tsrach trume? Rashi explains that the hands are yet sheni l'tuma. They passel trume, and therefore so that you're not allowed to eat trume with unwashed hands. Chulin isn't passel by sheni l'tuma. But because of srach truma, sheyargilu oichle truma lito yedeyam, in order that people be accustomed to washing their hands, they said, you know what, by chulin also, we like you to wash your hands. Just like by truma you're washing your hands, by truma you'll also wash your hands. So we wanted to get people accustomed to washing their hands, so we said you have to wash your hands even for chulin. That's the Gemara in Chulin Adav Kuvav. Now that hands passel truma, Rashi writes in Shabbos, Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph, Divra Masla Skanios Hain, V'noigim b'b'saru makom atinofitz v'gnei l'trum v'kach v'nimas l'oichlin k'shigea b'yadayim v'su'ovos. Rabbi Sein refers to Rashi Nishem v'nogu v'yadav v'tumah v'nitma, v'kashin l'mkein necho shem v'noga b'ov atumah, v'nimtza rishon v'yitamena. V'oid ma'ishna yadayim l'chudayim v'chol gufo nigzol v'fsol truma shem v'nogu v'yadav v'tumah. So that Yadayim pasal truma, Rashi says, because Yadayim askani yosem. What does it mean, Yadayim askani yosem? That they touch his flesh in unclean places. And it's not nice for the truma that this unclean hands should touch the truma. Then it'll become disgusting. And then he won't want to eat the truma. If it's all filthy, he's not going to want to eat unclean truma. Physically unclean truma. So therefore, the rabbi said, you have to wash your hands. The rabbi saying to Mepharshim, no. We're afraid that he touched tumah, and the hands became tameh by touching the tumah. And then the hands are tameh, he's going to be metameh and turn the truma. And Rashi says, I have a number of kashas on this. Number one, I have a kasha that in Cain, if that's true, if we're worried about him touching tuma, maybe he touched an avatum. V'nim tzarishay. And then it turns out that if he touched an av, and he's a rishon the tuma, v'yitamenu, he's going to be metame the tuma. What do you mean he's going to metame the truma? That the truma now can go and be metame other truma. Because the truma is going to turn into a sheni, and then it's going to be metame other truma that it's going to be a shlishi. So why does it say in the Gemara that it's passeling truma? It's not going to passel truma. It's going to be metame truma. So maybe he's a rishon, and then he's making truma to a sheni. And then it's metame, it's not just passeling. Another kasha is, Maishne Adayim L'chudayu, why only hands are passing truma? We should be gozer, his whole guf is going to pass the truma when he touches it, because maybe his hands touch tuma, and then the whole guf becomes tame. his hands touch something tame. Not only are his hands tame, the whole goof is tame. So according to this, according to Rabbi Seinu of Rashi, the problem is that his hands touched tuma and became tame. If that's what you're worried about, then we should make a gzera that his whole body passes truma. Maybe his whole body became tummy when his hands touched tuma. Void, and if we're choshish that his hands touched tuma, lo tizgilu, it shouldn't be enough, benetila, it should be betvila, because his whole body became tummy. So you should have to go to mikvah, so why is netila enough? He should require tevila. So therefore Rashi sticks to his guns. Rashi says that the word is that the reason he has to wash is because yadayim masganios him, and they touch something unclean, some sweat or whatever, and that's going to make the truma not palatable, not something that he'd want to eat. Ad kan midivrei Rashi. That's Rashi in Maseches Shabbos, and Chulin Rashi says that your hands are sheni, and they passel truma. Here Rashi says that the problem is that his hands are going to be dirty when they touch truma. That's why he has to wash. But the Ritva, the Masada Rav Kook Ritva in Maseches Shabbos, is Me'ashev, the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Shel Rashi, and he writes that Rashi asks that it should require tevila. And also we should be choshe, she touched the Nava Tuma, and it's going to make the Truma to a Rishon. And he became a Rishon, and it's going to make the Truma to a Sheni. Lav kushye, it's not a kasha, why? The hocha choymehu shechmiru. Here it's a chumra that they were machmir. Yesh lochosh kidei shiyehei mishamram yofi. Lo ratzu lahachmir lochosh yose. Vam hispik vam etaris netila, shim loka nefsidu kol tairis shaboilam. This is not a kasha. Rashi asks, he should require tevila, and we should be choshi she touched an avatumah. Because here, it's a chumrah. There were machmir that he should guard the truma well. And they didn't want to be so machmir on him. They didn't want to be so machmir. They just wanted to be machmir enough that he should guard the truma, that they make him wash his hands. But not more than that. And they said that netila is enough. And they didn't make him do tevila. If they make him do tevila, then they're mafsid all the tyrus in the world. Everything impure in the world is going to pure in the world is going to become impure. Because maybe the person was tummy. So we see that there is a machlokas rishonim over here, that the hands are shneos latuma. Is it begeder tuma? Kedas rabbeis of shel Rashi, they hold it's mamish tuma. And they were machmir, they said the hands are sheni, and you have to wash them. Washing them takes care of the problem. You're not so choshish that the person touched an avatum. So they hold that it's a sheni. The rabbis of Shal Rashi, and therefore apostles Truma make him into a shlishi. Whereas Rashi holds that it's together mius, it's just going to be disgusting. And if so, the fact that they're goizu natil, that's by Truma. That we were goizu natil sidayim al tzrach Truma is totally b'machlokes Rashi v'rabbis of. Is it an Indian of Tumah Mamish or Nikius? According to Rashi, it's just Nikius. That's why we're going to Tilas Sidayim. According to the Rabbis of Sharashi, it's an Indian of Tumah Mamish. And say for Mitzvah Ramban in the first Sharash, the Ramban writes that Tilas Sidayim Tchulin, which is because of Srach Tumah, ובני התומה גזרו. תדשו יחמירו ודבר שטיבולו במשכן, והכל חויזה לגזרס תומה בדבר מצריכים לאוכל בתיירה. That the Ramban writes that Netil Sidayim for Chulin is because we're concerned with that the person is going to come to eat Shruma without Netil Sidayim, and they were gozer because of the Tumah. And you should know this is true because they were Machmir, and something that's Tibula B'mashkin, that if you dip it in liquid, you have to do Netil Sidayim. And that goes back to the Gzeirah of Tumah, things that have to be eaten B'tayra. You have to make sure that you're pure. Therefore, you wash your hands, because otherwise you're going to be metame this davar shetibula b'mashke. In the Sefer Megillas Esther, he argues with the Ramban, and he writes that the issue is not tumah, but nikius, in order that it shouldn't be nimas. The Ramban holds it's because of tumah. So you see that the Ramban holds like a voice of Shal Rashi, the Tumas Yadayim B'Trumas Minyan Tumah, and when the Megillah Esther is learning like the Rashi, that it's only Minyan of Nikius. So now we can say this Machlokas is Talui, as to whether if you have to wash your hands for bread, Pachas Mikabetz, if Netil Yadayim is Al Tzrach Truma, which is Begeder Tumah like Rabbi Yisrael Shal Rashi in the Ramban and the Ritva. So we can say that pas bachas mikibetza, that's not makabel tumas oichel. There's no kind of tilsi dain because bachas mikibetza not shaykh kabbalas tum at all. But if we say like Rashi over here in Masechah Shabbos that tilsi dain srach is because of nikius srach truma, that it shouldn't become disgusting. So it's a matter of cleanliness. So even bachas mikibetza shaykh and tilsi dain. So perhaps that's the machloikas between these two opinions. The Yesh Mishayma that says Bapachos Mikabetza, you wouldn't require Netilas Yadayim, is because the Indian is Tumah, and there's no Tumah in Pachos Mikabetza. Whereas the opinion that holds that it would require Netilas Yadayim is because of Nikias. There's even Nikias even in Pachos Mikabetza. We can also say Batama Rokech, that he's Mistapik, whether or not this is Suffik, whether or not you're Chayim Netilas Yadayim and Pachas Mikabetza, is that Das Rashi in Pesachim 33b is that Oichel is Makabel Tumah B'chol Shu. To receive Tumah, it's a Chol Shu. To be Metame other food, it's a Kibetza. Tosfos and Dibur Maaskel Emes bring Rashi in Chulin that he changed his mind and he wrote that even for Kabbalah's Tumah you need a Kibetza. Not only to be Metame Acherim is a Kibetza, but even for Kabbalah's Tumah is a Kibetza. So maybe that's the suffix of the rokeach. If ochel is makabel tumah v'pachol is mikabetza, and therefore if you need netilas yadayim v'pachol is mikabetza, if it's not makabel tumah v'pachol is mikabetza, like we see in Rashi and Chulin, the makabel tumah you require kabetza wouldn't require netilas yadayim. Whereas if you hold like the Rashi and Pesachim that ochel is makabel tumah v'chol shu, then it would require netilas yadayim even on less than a kabetza. In the Magen Avraham, in Sivkot and Gimel, he writes that Pachas Mikabetza, since it's not Makabel Tumas Oichlin, Ayin Toysis, Veran, Perak Beis, Tisukkah, Chav Zayin, Amr Alef, Tachok, and Alzeh, Uba Toysis Psachim, Ad Kan Dvarav. So the Machzis HaShekel explains that the Toysis and Laran argue and hold that even Pachas Mikabetza, even it's not Metamei others, but itself is Makabel Tumah, Menatar, and therefore you acquire Netila, and therefore it's Tali Bashli Ravravi. So therefore, it's really telling these Rishonim how you learn whether Pachas Mikabetz is Makabel Tumah. Again, Avraham brings that Pachas Mikabetz is not Makabel Tumah. And that we saw in Rashi and Chulin. And then you have Tosis and Pesachim. And the Ran the Pachas Mekabetza is a Mekabel even Bechol Shu. And that's why the Beis Yosef writes that if it's less than a kibbutz, you should wash your hands, but don't make a bracha. This is a suffix if you chayav metilas yadayim. So that's what the Machtos HaShekel says. However, if you look in the Beis Yosef explains to the Rokeach, who writes that yitol misafik, you should be not yadayim misafik, but you shouldn't make a bracha. That the suffix of the Rokeach is, do we say that since pachas mikabetz is not makabel tumas ochlin, we can say no netilah is necessary, or maybe no. Stam, they weren't machalik between less than a kibbutz and more than a kibbutz. So the suffix is not whether pachas mikabetz is makabel tumah. Suffix is that since pachas mikabetz is not makabel tumah, maybe no netilah is required, or maybe no. Netilah is required even though it is makabel tumah. Even though it's not makabel tumah, still netilah is required. Just the Magen Avraham adds that the shittas that hold that it's makabel tumah even with pachas. That's not the reason of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef doesn't bring these shittas. So again, that's the way we want to suggest. Maybe that's the suffix of the Rokech, but that's not what the Beis Yosef says. Maybe the Rokech suffix is whether or not pachas mikabetz is makabel tumah, and therefore wash without a bracha. Maybe that's not what the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef says that pachas mikabetz is not makabel tumah sochel. The only shaila is maybe despite that it still requires a tilas yadayim, or maybe it doesn't. That's the way the Beis Yosef explains the Rokeach. The Beis Yosef also says in the name of the Rokeach, "Benot ni adem v'varchan al tilas yadayim, b'nei." Shitzarech litbol tibul sheni. Gemara. Aval achilas matzah. Shu yotze v'kizayis ein tzarech netila kadarina besukah. Chav zayin u'brachas mem ches. What does he mean? So what he wants to do is, he wants to be miyashiv the kashif tosis and psachim. It says in the Gemara and psachim, noto v'tibul yadu v'tibul rishon, noto yadu v'tibul sheni. You're noto yadu v'tibul rishon for shayar yorakas, you're also noto yadu v'tibul sheni for the Gemara. And when you dip in the mar, you're also not going to die. Tosis writes that lav dafka tibul sheni. You don't have to be not going to die for the second dipping. Why? Because the avid lay basar hamotzi debay netilas yadayim. Because you're doing this after hamotzi the tibul sheni, and hamotzi requires netilas yadayim. Ela agav tibul rishon akat tibul sheni. So since it says Tibul Rishon, it also says Tibul Sheni. V'anetila nami gam l'tzarech Tibul ba. And the netila that you do is also l'tzarech Tibul. On the matzah, you don't have to do a special netila for Tibul Sheni. So Tosis bothered why it says netila is the Tibul Sheni. Not necessary, you already have it for the matzah. So Tosis Teretz is that, all right, Agav Tibul Rishon, Nakal Tibul Sheni. Because of Agav Tibul Rishon, once it already says Tibul, you're doing the Tilas Yadayim for the first Tibul, it also says you're doing it for Tibul Sheni. And also, the Netila is also the Tzarech Tibul. You're washing for matzah, it's also going to work for the table of the maror, for the dipping of the maror. But according to the Rokech, it's not shver that it says sir, that you have to wash for table sheni, because for the matzah, there's not requirement for netila, because matzah is only the kizayis, and kizayis ain't tzarech netila. So that's what the Yosef writes over here. V'notni adem v'archim al tilstein b'nei shetzarech litvo table sheni v'maror. But in Achilas Matzah, Yotze B'Kizayis, you don't need Netila. And since, according to the Rokech, you don't need Netila for less than a B'Kibetza, so there's no need to wash on... So Achilas Matzah is only a Kizayis, you don't need Netila. So what's the washing for? washing is for the Tibul Sheni. So, there's still a lot more to say on this topic, and I ask that you please stay tuned. And Amir Tashem, we will see more, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.